A reading from Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
And we've been talking about in some of these Beatitudes about righteousness, and we've defined it through the first Psalm, and we've defined it through a theological, through principles, so on and so forth. But now we get a turn of events almost. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. That's a little bit counterintuitive. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Why in the world, if you were righteous, would you be persecuted?
Yeah, you've picked up on a real key shift here. The very first three, poor in spirit, those who mourn, and verse 5, blessed are the meek, all refer to situations of things that are being done to the people. The last four Beatitudes have been about things that we proactively do to bless others and to bring the kingdom of God. Now it comes back to something happening to you. There's a real shift in Jesus' teaching here. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. When you live in a world of unrighteousness, darkness doesn't like when light comes in. And there will be persecution and pushback, and Jesus is the best example of it.
And I was brought up to believe that the utopian secular dream was kind of the reality, and all of this was something else. And so to me, it's a surprise. I mean, I'm not surprised anymore because I have had a change of heart, a change of mind. And I would say, if you are living the righteous life as Jesus is defining it here, expect persecution. Do not be surprised when people mock you, reject you, persecute you, enslave you, jail you. It happens all over the world. We should not be surprised. This is a reality therapy.
And for the first four centuries of the church, it was truly their reality. They got pushback for following Christ. There was no advantageous. There wasn't this soft sell of evangelism. Come follow Jesus and your life will get better. No, it was come follow Jesus and get persecuted. You had to believe Jesus was Lord and he was the way to accept the outcome that was coming there. And that's why the promise again goes back, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus turns it back to that element that this isn't the end of all of our existence. What we gain here, if we have all of the peace in the world and the comfort, but we're not secure recognizing that the kingdom of heaven, that long-term blessing of God, that long-term eternal existence with him, we're missing the whole point.
And this is a very hard point, I think, to the modern sensibility to get across, because so many people, whether they know it or not, their assumption is this is all we've got, that the kingdom of heaven is a nice fairy tale.
And Jesus' idea is, whether referring to the kingdom of heaven here in Matthew or the kingdom of God, Luke's favorite terminology for it is, it's the kingdom that's now, but it's not yet. You taste it now, it's around you, it seems to be coming up in different ways, but the full orbed expression of it isn't coming to another day.